Over the past two decades, more than 60 dams have been torn down statewide with a goal of restoring river habitats and improving safety. One came down this year in Western Mass on the west branch of the Housatonic River in Pittsfield, with another more neighborhood-focused goal. This dam has its links to a former General Electric plant in Pittsfield, which dumped toxins into the river. Reporter Nancy Cohen explains.
The Housatonic River takes many twists and turns from the Berkshires to Long Island Sound. One way to picture it is to imagine a squiggly letter Y. The right or east branch is where toxic PCBs from the former General Electric plant have been dug up. The tail of the Y includes the stretch that GE has yet to clean up. The left or west branch, the site of the former dam, is here, winding through a Pittsfield neighborhood known as the West Side.
It was a neighborhood hangout for all the neighborhood kids.
That's 59-year-old Tony Jackson, who grew up here in the mid-1970s near the Mill Street Dam that just came down. He and his friends would skip rocks across the river upstream of the dam and catch frogs.
So then my friend was like, hey, man, let's take the frogs, cut their frog legs off, bring them home, and fry them up. And they were delicious.
Jackson and his friends honed another special skill, which involved slipping their hands into what he describes as the still water under the dam.
So the fish basically just sit there. And there are so many fish there that if you're quick enough, you can grab them. And that's what we did.
Jackson remembers catching bass, pickerel, and perch without a rod or reel. It was a bit of paradise. But over time, things changed.
There was broken glass and needles all over the place.
Hypodermic needles. Seth Nash and his family owned the dam that was removed. It hasn't generated power in decades, but back in the early 1900s, it powered a factory that made electric player pianos. From 1993 until last year, Nash ran a business in one of the mill buildings near the dam. Sometimes he'd see people fishing.
But there was also an element of people that shouldn't have been there, that were hanging out, doing hard drugs and burning things and just up to no good.
He says two deaths occurred near the dam while his family owned it.
There were environmental reasons for taking it down, but also I think it was becoming a public nuisance.
Even river-loving environmentalists avoided the area. Standing near the dam site, Jane Wynn of Berkshire Environmental Action Team says she stopped taking river cleanup volunteers here, not only because of the drug paraphernalia.
Just tons and tons of dumping, and it was more than we could deal with. People would drive their trucks up and empty them under the railroad bridges here, right up near where that backhoe is.
The backhoe and construction equipment were part of the dam removal project, which was completed in June. Engineer Christopher Houle with the Massachusetts Division of Ecological Restoration was in charge.
Right now, we're looking at the back of the dam, so essentially the part of the dam that was underwater or buried by sediment.
When the dam was taken down, some of the sediment had to be removed. Houle says more than 5,000 tons of contaminated sediment containing low levels of PCBs and other toxins were trucked away.
Based on feedback and comments received during the regulatory process, the project team elected to advance off-site disposal of those contaminated sediments.
It cost about $1 million to remove and ship them to a disposal site in Clinton County, New York, more than a quarter of the entire cost of the project. Finding the funds for that was one challenge. Another had to do with where the dam sat.
Any dam removal in an urban setting is much more complicated than doing one out in the middle of the woods, say. You have a city that gets built up around a dam, which creates its own complications.
In this case, there's a water main, a historic bridge, and two active railroad bridges that needed to be protected from erosion when the dam came down.
You're essentially changing a slow-moving water environment to a fast-moving water environment.
The water, which is no longer dammed up, will become cooler, better for many fish. And a once-hampered corridor is now open to aquatic organisms, fish, and wildlife, says Jane Wynn.
Bears, otters, mink tend to move along streams and rivers, so this can be a huge benefit to them, and I'm hopeful that now with the dam removed, we can actually have a greenway so that people can move along the river as well.
It's flowing nice. Look at it. It's beautiful now. You can hear it, and it's lovely.
That's Elliot Boakley. He has walked by this river for 32 years and supports removing the dam.
About time. You should have done it 100 years ago.
Now that the dam is down, dozens of trees, mostly oak and maple, have been planted upstream. The city has approximately $30,000 of state funds left over from the dam project to design a pedestrian walkway. Tony Jackson, who caught fish and frogs here long ago, says the river can be a great place for kids and adults to have fun again. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.